hours to protect on Beat.
Let's do this.
One Thursday morning in October, a group of primary school students gathered to watch some plays with a difference in the Theatre Royal in Waterford.
I suppose our main character would rather hunt monsters than do something to help the planet.
The Climate Stage is Yours, a festival of five-minute climate-themed plays were the result of a number of workshops carried out with primary school students from four city-based schools in Waterford City. The theme was climate change and the role that theatre and the arts can play in addressing the challenges faced by our society.
So The Climate Stage is Yours is an initiative that allows young people in primary school to use a venue like Theatre Royal to speak about their concerns about the climate crisis and the climate change that's ongoing, and allowing them in a fun way to say, hey, something's wrong, here's a way that we can solve it.
That's Nick Kavanagh, Theatre Royal's artist in residence this year.
Some of that is fantasy and fictional, and some of it is, they're really good solutions actually. They've come up with characters that are put in a predicament and they have to solve within 5 minutes, because they're 5 minute plays, they have to solve the crisis or the problem issue in 5 minutes. So The Climate Stage is Yours is perfectly placed for a venue like Theatre Royal who want to be green, to be seen, to get out there and speak to the next generation and not just rely on hope, I suppose, that things might change.
Nick, along with Curious State Productions, went to primary schools in Waterford and workshopped with them to create 2 5-minute plays per school.
We were in 4 primary schools, and within each class, you've got people who are, yes, let's do this, I've got ideas. And other people kind of going, what's going on? Why is this man in our classroom doing drama and trying to extract information from
us? Sit down and get comfy. Do you want anything, kind of Coke or something?
Oh, that would be lovely, baby. And before you put it in the recycling bin.
So they took me maybe 2 weeks, two workshops, I suppose, over at the course of 2 weeks to get them on site and to say, hey, we can do this. Because it's a daunting thing when you say you're going to write plays and they're going to go, and what's a play? And then you're going to see us perform them as Curious State on the stage at Theatre Royal in 5 weeks. They're like, 5 weeks? We've got to write plays in 5 weeks? And you're kind of going, yeah, that's the project. And don't worry, because I've done this before. I can guide you through. I'll use my expertise and the expertise of Theatre Royal to get you over the line and to make it entertaining and fun. And we did that. So it did take a little bit of time. I'm sure a couple of students are still scratching their head kind of going, did we do it? Or did we just have fun?
One school that got involved was Skull Lor Khan, who created 2 5-minute plays called Decades After the Billyverse and a brief conversation between Turtleman and Patrick Pizza.
Turtleman and Patrick Pizza, that arrived in week 3 of 5 weekly workshops with Skull Lor Khan in John's Park with the 4th class students there. They're just brilliant fun, the group of them. There's only 21 of them in the class. Mr. Kelly's their teacher, and they just, it was like lighting a flame under them. They just started, these ideas of superheroes that would save the world came out of them. And Tommy came up with Turtleman. And Tommy was brilliant, kind of going, I've got it all worked out. And he was very particular about what Turtleman looked like and how he spoke. And then Dylan came up with Patrick Pizza. And we were kind of going, okay, so what's Patrick Pizza's deal? He goes, well, he doesn't like pizza. We're kind of going, what a superhero. He's going, I'm Patrick Pizza, but I don't like eating pizza. And they started singing this song. So I was there going, okay, so we've got a song.
I'm not a picky eater. My taste buds are refined. From Brussels sprouts to Brussels sprouts. And so
it was lovely to hear the students of Skull Lor Khan react and laugh and say, that's my character! We came away happy and enlightened by the creative minds and what they came up with. And some of the stuff that didn't make it to the stage and the conversations that we had were very heartening. I think we're only scratching the surface. So yeah, I think there's hope in what we created. We haven't solved anything yet, but we've begun a process of thinking out loud.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.